Good evening. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd welcoming you to the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, May the 1st. And, boy, we're glad to be able to come to your place of listening today. Thank God for His blessings and His goodness and grace unto us, allowing us to be able to share the good news and spread the gospel over the airwaves and over the Internet by way of WSOF FM radio here at Madisonville, Kentucky, 89.9 on your FM dial, or WAJJ 89.3 in McKenzie, Tennessee, and then over the translator in Paris, 96.3. We're glad to be able to come to your place of listening. And then those that are listening over the Internet, WSOF.org. Boy, we are grateful and thankful. I want to remind you that we do have another access point if you'd like to be able to tune us in. If you have a smartphone, it actually has to be an iPhone right now. We have an app for the iPhone. We're trying to eventually work for and establish an app for an Android and other phones, but we don't have those right now. All we have is for the iPhone. But if you'll go, if you do have an iPhone, if you'll go to your app store and you'll punch in WSOF, it'll take you right to that app, and then you'll be able to listen to WSOF anywhere you're at. Amen. You've got, of course, you know, you got to have Wi-Fi, you got to have you got to have signal and all that kind of stuff. But you can find us, and so that's a real blessing. And we appreciate that. But let me remind you that this is a pre-recorded broadcast. I'm not here in person. Again, I'd like for you to pray for my wife and I. We've traveled back to North Carolina, and many of you know that's where we're from. I have a niece that's getting married tomorrow, and her name's Rebecca Shepherd. She's my brother's youngest daughter, and he's got three. He's got an older daughter, Jeannie, and then there's a son, Barry Jr. We call him Boo, and then the youngest daughter, Rebecca. We call her Becca. And Rebecca is going to be the first in her family, of her brothers and sisters, to get married. Amen. She's the youngest, and yet she's marrying first. And of course, that's the way my brother did. My brother's younger than I am, but he married before I did. Amen. And so she's following in his footsteps, I guess. But she's marrying a young man from Kansas. He's actually from around the area of Lindsborg, Kansas. My dad started a church there a number of years ago, and that's where he met Brendan and his family. They're members of the church there in Lindsborg. I'm sorry, I keep saying Lindsborg. It's not. It's actually in Hillsboro, Kansas. My dad started a church in Lindsborg and then later started one there in Hillsboro. That's where he met Brendan, and my niece met him there. And, of course, one thing led to another. Brendan now has moved to North Carolina there, to the North Wilkesboro area, and gotten him an apartment and got him a job. And now he Becca have courted and planning to get married tomorrow. So if you will, pray for them. Pray that God would bless them. And then pray for us. I'll be leaving right after the wedding to come back to Madisonville to be here in the services on Sunday morning, Sunday night. My wife is going to stay in North Carolina. She's not been feeling well, and I don't want to push her too much. We've got a lot to do there in North Carolina, so she's going to stay there. I'm coming back. I think either my father-in-law or my youngest son, Ben, is going to come back with me and help me with the driving and keep me awake and all that. But we'll be here on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And by the way, I'd love to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road, right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. We'd love to have you with us Sunday morning. We'll have prayer time sometime a little bit before 10, and then about 10:20 we'll kick off the Sunday school, and then at 11:05 thereabouts we'll kick into the preaching hour. Now, this past Sunday, our Sunday school carried over, and the preaching hour started late and ended late, but that's all right. We had a good time in the house of God, and the Lord met with us. We'd love to have you be a part of that. And then also Sunday night, 6:30, we'll be gathering in here and have choir practice at 6 o'clock and service at 6:30. We'd love to have you come in, be a part of our services here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. And then I would ask you also to pray for us in those days. Then I'm leaving on Monday to go back to North Carolina. We're supposed to be closing on our house on that Thursday, May the 7th, I believe it is. that we're going to be closing on our house, and I hope that hope everything goes well. We've got some work we've got to get done and things to done moved out so that the new owners will be ready to move in, and we're excited about the Lord helping us to sell our house so quickly, and hoping that God just bless that and have His way. But while I'm gone on that Wednesday, and then the following Sunday morning and Sunday night, all those services, Brother Doug Bale is going to be filling in for us and preaching for us in those services. Brother Doug is the morning man here on the radio, and most of you know him by voice at least, and then he has a Saturday evening broadcast as well, and he'll be here. He's a member here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, and I believe he'll be a blessing to you if you can come and be with us. I'll be preaching that Sunday, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday there in North Carolina. That'll be Mother's Day, and they're having a special service at the Vision Baptist Church where I pastored for almost 26 years. They're having homecoming, and it's going to be my father, myself, and my son, our oldest son, Joshua, all three generations preaching on that homecoming day, on Mother's Day, May the 10th, I believe that is. So remember those things in prayer if you can. I know that's a lot to think about, a lot ahead of us, but remember that. And speaking about prayer, let's go to the Lord in prayer right at this time. Ask the Lord to have His way and help us in this broadcast. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for Your goodness, grace, and mercy. I want to thank You, Lord, for Your kindness unto us in finding us and saving us by Your amazing grace. Lord, You showed us that we was lost, and Lord, that You brought us to the place that we'd be able to put our faith in the Lord Jesus. We'd repent of our sin and turn to Thee. And Father, You made a new creature out of us when we did. We want to thank You and praise You and glorify Your name for doing that. Father, I want to thank You for allowing us to be here behind this radio mic preaching the good news, not only something we've read about or heard about, been told about, but Lord, something we have experienced, and we can advise and recommend to whosoever will that Jesus Christ is an able Savior and a willing Savior. Amen. And Lord, I pray You'd help that those that hear these words might heed these words and come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved before it is eternally too late. Father, I pray, bless the broadcast, bless these upcoming services and things going on. Lord, bless Becca and Brendan in their marriage coming up. I pray, have Your hand upon them and help them. Father, help our homes here across America and here in the church and here over the radio. Lord, I pray, help the homes and encourage the saints, strengthen the saints, save the sinner. Lord, You get the glory. Please revive Thy work in the midst of the years, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name and for Your glory, we ask it. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. And if you'd like to be turning to the book of Ruth, chapter number 1, we've started a series on the book of Ruth just a couple of days ago, the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. I gave you an introduction to the book. We're going to actually start chapter number 1 today, Lord willing, by the grace of God, and preach you some thoughts about chapter number 1 and just give you, as I've said, a synoptic view, just an overview of the book as we go along, not verse by verse, not in depth, but just a looking at the book of Ruth. Great, wonderful story. While you're finding your place in Ruth chapter number 1, we'll get this song by our family. Hope it might be a blessing to your heart as they sing. I hope that song was a blessing to you. The Scarlet Purple Robe, that was our children singing, and I appreciate God using them and them using their talent for the glory of God, and hope that was a blessing to your heart. Well, if you've got your Bible and you're turned to the book of Ruth chapter number 1, let me read you our text for today. We're going to read verses 1 through 5, getting us started. And I finished up with those verses on yesterday's broadcast. We'll read those verses again today. The Bible says in Ruth chapter number 1 and verse number 1, "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Amen. Well, in our scripture and our study today, we're looking at the book of Ruth in a synoptical study, just a view of the book. And again, not verse by verse, not in depth, but just a view of the book. And in this first section, these first five verses that I read to you, we call this the immigration. I mentioned that each chapter I've given a head, and this chapter one is called immigration. I did that because we see this first section deals with the immigration of a family from Israel to Moab, a family that left the land of promise, a family that left the house of bread and praise and immigrated to the land of Moab. The Bible calls Moab God's washpot. In other words, it's a place of filth. It's a place of debris. It's a place of uncleanliness. And that's the idea of the country of Moab. Well, in the description given here, we are introduced to a man by the name of Elimelech and his wife Naomi. We're introduced to their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, as they leave their God-appointed inheritance. And after arrival into a strange land, these two sons marry, but they marry into an accursed race. Let me remind you that the country of Moab came to be from an incestuous affair between Lot and his two daughters. Those two daughters, if you remember the scripture, after they had escaped Sodom, somebody said they got out of Sodom, but Sodom never got out of them. They were filled in their mind and in their hearts with the lust of the world, with the uncleanness of the world of Sodom and Gomorrah. And in spite of the fact that they had seen the destruction that that sin had caused, these two daughters, one at a time, got their dad drunk and then lay with her dad in an incestuous affair, and each one got impregnated and produced a son, and those sons individually raised up a nation. One was named Ammon, and they became the Ammonites, the other the Moabites. And so we see that the country of Moab had a bad beginning, and they never got away from that. They were a very sensuous, they were a very wicked, ungodly, idolatrous group of people. And this family moved out of the land of promise into that land of degradation, that land of evil. And we see it right here in these first five verses that I read to you today. Now, they were seeking to evade the divine chastisement that was upon the unfaithfulness of the people of Israel and prevailing in that land of Bethlehem. In Deuteronomy chapter number 28, verses 47 and 48, the Bible told them that if they disobeyed God, if they were unfaithful to God, that He would allow a famine in the land, that He would allow them to be in want, and He would allow them to be in need, and that's exactly what they did. They went in that line, but this family left that unfaithful land, although it was the land of promise, they left it and went to an even more unfaithful, even a more unprosperous land, a land of wickedness and a land of worldliness. And so they were plunged into graver sorrows, more troubles than they could ever have imagined. Amen. Now, let me say this just right off the bat. Running from your problem never solves a problem. It never helps to run from your problems. There's an old idiom that describes this inclination, and it speaks of, quote, jumping out of the frying pan and jumping into the fire. Many times people have thought, well, if I can just get out of this marriage, then I can have a better life. And what to do? Go from one problem to another problem. And many times multiply their problems. People sometimes think, well, if I can get out of this, if I can run from this, if I can move from this neighborhood, or if I can move from this town, or if I can move from this church, or if I can move from this job, and on and on and on we could go. But I'm telling you, when you run from your problems, you never solve your problems. That is often the case of those that jump out of the frying pan, so to speak, and into the fire when they try to escape their problems rather than face them, rather than work at repairing their problems, rather than go to the root of it and find out what the root cause is. Now, here's interesting to me, this man by the name of Elimelech, his name means "My God is King." I wonder if he didn't have godly parents parents, and apparently he did have godly parents, and if they hadn't taught him the privilege and the power of prayer, maybe he had seen them slipping in their life, because the nation of Israel in the days of the judges, they had no king in the land, as I remind you, and the Bible said that every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And it's perhaps possible that Elimelech saw his mom and dad slipping, and then he came along and slipped as well. But the truth is, he should have prayed and asked God to help him in the land of Israel rather than packing up and moving off into Moab. Another vain attempt to escape our problems is to simply ignore them. Amen. This is much more common, I believe, in modern times as people seek to entertain or amuse their troubles away. You know, the word muse means to think. And the word ah, before the letter ah, if you look it up, it's got Latin roots. Ah, muse means not think, no thinking. Amusement has become big time business in America to get us to the place that we don't think about our problems. Isn't it interesting that people will go home in a home and they know they've got problems and they know there's things they need to work on in the home. But matter of fact, listen, every home needs to work on. I mean, physically it's so. The house starts deteriorating, the yard, the grass grows up or the weeds grow up, or there's always work to be done. Well, same thing in a relationship. Husbands and wives need to communicate. Husbands and wives need to talk with one another. And also we need to talk with God. We need to communicate with heaven if we want to have a heavenly home. If we want to have a home with a little bit of heaven in it, we need to be talking with the Lord, and we need to be talking about the Lord, and we need to have him in the home. But what a lot of people do, rather than invite God into the home, they'll bring in, for example, an amusement box, whether it be a radio or whether it be a television or whether it be a computer screen. They'll bring in an amusement box that takes their mind off of their troubles. Does that solve their problems? No, it does not solve a problem. That problem's still there, and it's probably growing if you're not working on it. But a lot of people will sit down, for example, and watch a television show and laugh about the problems that family's facing on that television show, not recognizing they're going through things much worse. They're going through things that that possibly can move on to being worse, or at least we're not helping our problems as long as we're sitting back and amusing ourselves and entertaining ourselves away from the problems. I see a trend in churches across America that the church program now is based on entertainment. It started out some years ago when we started with these little junior churches, we call it, and we take the children out of the worship service, we take them out of the regular church service and put them out there somewhere where they're playing games, and they got the puppets, and they've got the entertainment, and they got the superstars that are coming to talk to them. You know, these football stars or basketball stars or sports stars or even movie stars or music stars that are coming and talking to them and trying to entertain them. And now though that little group's grown up and they're the adults in the church today, and they want entertainment in the house of God. And so they're bringing in the big name singing groups. They're bringing in the big name superstars, as I could say it that way. And they're trying to entertain them rather than preach the Word of God to them. By the way, it takes preaching to bring sinners under conviction and to bring them to the Holy Ghost conviction where they can be saved in repentance and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It takes preaching. And so they're doing away with the preaching. As a matter of fact, a lot of what is called preaching today is just another form of entertainment. And it grieves me. It really grieves me in my heart. I think about this. The ancient Romans flocked to the Colosseums for entertainment while Rome decayed from within. Almost while Rome was burning to the ground, they were flocking to the Colosseums and enjoying their games and enjoying their entertainment, enjoying their drama and enjoying those things. And I'm afraid Americans are doing the same thing today. Our society is falling apart. Our families are falling apart. Our nation is falling apart. And America is just interested in another ball game. Americans just interested in another show that's coming on the television or another movie that's coming on the movie theater or whatever. They just get caught up in entertainment. entertainment. And they could care less what happens to the nation so long as their team wins the ball game. Amen. Or their favorite show is still on the air. Amen. It's sad. I'm afraid that Christians are doing the same thing. Listen, we've got family members on the road to hell. If we don't reach them, if we don't pray for them, if we don't witness to them, if we don't get them to God, they're going to die in their sins and go to hell. And you know what we're doing? We're sitting back and applauding because somebody can sing almost as good as Nashville, or because somebody can act almost as good as Hollywood. God, help us. God, help us to turn from our wicked ways. God, help us to recognize where we've fallen, how far we've fallen, how far from the land of bread and praise, the house of bread and praise we actually are. Listen, the house of God ought not be a place of entertainment. It ought to be a place of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer, is what the Bible said. And it ought to be a place of preaching the Word of God. Well, I've run out of time, but I want to thank you for tuning in today to the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Appreciate you doing that. 505. May God bless you is our prayer.